This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, August 29, using our gift of faith. Our reading comes from 2 Peter chapter 1. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, mutual affection. And to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Have you ever received gifts that you opened but never used? Sometimes the gifts we receive don't have any practical use. God has given us the greatest gift of all that we can use every day. Are we using it? In his second letter to Christians, scattered across Asia Minor, the Apostle Peter reminds his readers that the faith that God has given them in Jesus Christ is their most precious gift of all. Moreover, to all who have been called by God's goodness for his glory, we have been given everything we need to live godly lives. The gift of faith has been given to us, and we are called to use it in living to please God. How do we grow in pleasing God in our lives? Just as our bodies become fit through exercise, so our righteousness grows through practical use and exertion. In our reading for today, Peter outlines a practical approach to growing in godliness. Without a doubt, Peter's spiritual fitness program can look daunting. But the good news, once again, is that the gift of faith for spiritual growth has already been given to us. We just need to exercise it. Moreover, Peter notes, the reward for living godly lives includes the promise of abundantly fruitful service for Jesus Christ. Pray with me. Our faith in you, Jesus, has come as a gift through the Holy Spirit. Help us to exercise our faith by growing in righteousness for your sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.